Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening.
There is somebody special for everybody. I'm lucky to have found my Michelle Cape. In our third episode of sharing Michelle's story, we will learn how she met her love of her life while traveling. I shared my experience about hearing the phrase, the one, and learning that there are certain desirable qualities that are sought after. As I shared this with her, she shared how there were no predetermined partner expectations in her life. When love came around, she knew he was the one.
Yeah. So, I love to travel. And I actually met my husband while we were traveling. So he's from South Africa. He grew up in Cape Town and he moved there when he was 6 months old, and his whole family's still there except for his sister. And so we met traveling in Mexico. And so Mexico's a very dear place to us. We just love it there. And yeah, so that's been a part of my inspiration with food too, is, you know, the traveling that I've done. I love international flavors and, you know, love bringing like a nice Indian curry from, you know, India or from South Africa, because they do a lot of really beautiful curries in South Africa, and just making them that much more healthy and adding ingredients that make it more nutritiously dense, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's kind of a fun little tidbit. So yeah. We just had our 27th year anniversary. We've been married 27 years. So.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And now this is a personal question.
Uh-huh.
You can decide whether or not to answer it.
Okay.
Okay. So when you met your husband now, when you were meeting, what were some of the qualities that you saw in him that you really liked? What were some of them?
You know, it's funny, Gustavo, honestly. So when we first met each other, we spent about a month in this little surf. So he's a surfer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was traveling with a friend who's a surfer. And so we spent about a month in this little place, you know, that just had a really great surf break. And so we got to know each other. You know, we'd play chess together. We'd hang out. And I kept thinking to myself, now, why can't I find a guy like this, you know? And I, like, it didn't happen right away. And it just took, like, once we started getting to know each other better and talking more and, you know, becoming friends, And then he went his way, we went our way, and I thought, I'm never going to see this guy again, and I couldn't get him out of my mind. And I don't know, I just couldn't get him out of my mind. And then out of the blue one day, one of the guys he was traveling with called us, and he gave us Dave's phone number. And Dave, I was in Los Angeles at the time, and Dave just happened to be passing through Los Angeles on his way to South Africa. And I had told my neighbor all about him. And, you know, somebody even asked me, she's like, well, you know, are you going to see him again? I'm like, I don't know. And so I had to make a conscious effort to stop thinking about him. And then he popped back into my life again. And my neighbor told him how I felt. And so we professed our love to each other. He said he was saying the exact same things to me that I was feeling. I'm like, okay, this is weird. And anyway, I just think that it was just meant to be. You know, it was just meant to be. Like, I couldn't tell you that there were qualities, because I used to joke with them that, you know, some of the qualities that I didn't think I wanted in a husband, he had. Mm-hmm. He had a hairy back. He had a receding hairline. You know, silly little things, you know, but I didn't care, you know. And so, you know, we professed our love to each other, and we've been together and strong ever since. We've been through a lot together as a couple, but you know, it's been
I like your story, because I've been hearing a lot from different places, different environments, that there are qualities that people are looking for, and sometimes you have to look at the qualities. And by what I'm hearing for you is spontaneity. I don't know how to say it. Spontaneous. When things happen spontaneously, and you're just kind of like, in a way, just going with your life and just moving forward. But you never really forget about the moments that you have passed with people, about the experience that you have had with them. And I think it's a whole different journey through that, because you're not really looking, you're just living.
Right. And I think part of it was we weren't looking for a partner when we met each other. You know, we weren't like actively seeking to find our life partner. We weren't even looking. And, you know, we just, I don't know, I really feel like there is somebody special for everybody in this world. And, you know, you're lucky to find them. I'm very fortunate that I found them.
Yes. And kind of like, as you're telling that story, that takes me back to another book. So there is a book that I'll recommend you the book. It's called, I forget the name. It's called, so it's about this guy. The story is this guy. So he goes into this journey, and he has sheep, and he's a shepherd. And because he's a shepherd, he kind of alluding, meets God, and as this old man, and he tells him, you're gonna find your treasure if you go through this journey, but you have to give everything up to go through this journey. And throughout the journey, he finds that animals are smarter than humans, because they know where to find food, where to find water.
Right.
They know when to rest, they know when to keep going. And through that journey, he goes into this city, and I think he's in the Middle East right now. He's like in the desert. And he's in the desert, and all of a sudden he meets this girl, and he really likes her. He's like, wow, she's amazing, but he has to continue with his journey. He can't stay there.
Right.
And he's like doubting. He's like, should I stay here, or should I continue with my journey, because there is a treasure in my journey? And he continues his journey, and in that journey he goes to the pyramids, the treasure that he's trying to look for. And he goes there, and he meets another person, and that other person tells him, no, there is no treasure here. There is really nothing. But an old man came and told me that there was a treasure under a tree. It was around Spain. And when that happened to him, it clicked to him. That's where he would kind of like take his sheep.
Right.
So the treasure was where his sheep would kind of like rest. And then all of a sudden the story comes together, and it's a, I would say it's a beautiful story the way how it goes.
Was it real treasure, or was the treasure like some symbolic meaning?
There was a real treasure, also a symbolic meaning inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, I would say it's a, it's kind of like beautiful to see those stories that they just kind of like keep going, and they keep you like waiting, like, oh, what's going to happen? And then they pull you back in.
Well, when you figure out what the, when you remember what it's called, tell me, because that sounds really
I'm trying to remember, but I can't remember.
You'll remember tonight when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You'll go, bing, that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. The Alchemist. That's the name.
Oh, The Alchemist. You know, because it's funny, when you were reading, when you were talking about that, I'm like, that sounds familiar. I read that a long time ago. I'm going to have to pick it. I have it at home.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up and reread it again.
Next time on our last episode, sharing the story of Michelle Cape, we will be diving into the topic of movies and art.
What would you say has been your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Yes.
From the Vito Stories Podcast, this is our third episode sharing the story of Michelle. Follow the Vito Stories at Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts as the Vito Stories Podcast. If you would like to help spread the word of the stories, please tell your friends about Tabito Stories. Subscribe and follow Tabito Stories. Thank you.